We have a passage from Malachi that is really hard on the priests of his day. You're not serving the people of God in the proper notion. You're not carrying out the role that God has called you to. It's basically an indictment of their priestly service. And as a priest, it's challenging to hear words like that. The gospel has Jesus in the same way, challenging the people to be careful. The scribes and the Pharisees, now they weren't the priests, but the scribes and the Pharisees were very learned. They were very important in the religion. He says, they've been given the seat of Moses. They have an important role. Listen to what they say, but don't do what they're doing, because they're not doing the right thing. So our readings are challenging us with how we deal with what is proper, who we serve, and how humbly we serve that one. Now, our gospel passage has that phrase in it that possibly many times over the course of your years, you've had Protestant friends, neighbors, co-workers, maybe even relatives say, well, Jesus says don't call anybody father, why do you? Well, hopefully you've heard many times, you have to take it in the context of the whole. If we take everything by the word, I like to hearken back to the passage in Matthew where Jesus says, if your eyes are a problem, pluck it out. If your hands are a problem, cut it off. I said, in our day and age, how many people with trouble with pornography are going around sightless? It's not necessarily taking it just on the literal word. Another way to look at it is Jesus saying, listen to me. I'm telling you, this is important. And what's he saying important? It's important that we do what we're called to do and we live it fully. Not just speak it in the words, but actually live it in our lives. And what we are called to do is live our life in awareness of the true authority in our life. Be it the priest from the book of Malachi, be it the people in the time of Jesus, there is one authority. It's our Heavenly Father. And we're called to recognize our Father has right to our lives being lived in service to His will. And if they're not, we're not living them properly. In our gospel, Jesus is challenging the people of his day that they're in it for themselves. They want the glory. They want the honor. It talks about them being called out and praised and having places of prominence. He says they widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. If you don't know, the phylacteries are those little leather boxes they put the scripture in that they would place on their forehead or on their arm when they were in prayer, just as a sign of, see, I've got a bigger Bible than you, if you will. I'm really more important. The tassels were part of what the men wore. Jesus would have worn tassels, but you know, if you're exaggerating it, to what end? Everything we do is meant to not be about us, but about humbly serving the one who we recognize is in charge of us. I like to think about this passage in relationship to several years ago. My ordination class and I decided to, for our anniversary, we went on a cruise. And we were on a cruise with Holland America. I'm going to give a little commercial here. If you go on a cruise, Holland America generally will have a Catholic chaplain. They'll have Mass every day. So we were on a Holland America cruise and several priests from my class. And when we were in the cafeteria before it left, you know, somebody said, oh, there's some priests over here from Ireland. And oh, and there's a couple of good friends, priests out of Oklahoma over here. One of the ones from Oklahoma was actually a bishop. And then there was the priest that was hired by the cruise line to be the priest that would say the masses and every day. Well, every day we had Mass, all of us would be there. The priest that was contracted for it would be the main celebrant. The rest of us would concelebrate, if you will, from our seats. But what about a bishop? You know, if you have a Mass with a bishop, the bishop's supposed to be the main celebrant. That's just the natural order. So what would we do? Well, the bishop was there for the masses, but the bishop was the server. He served the Mass for the priest that was contracted to do it. He'd be the one to bring the water over to wash the hands and everything. That, my friends, is the humility that Jesus is talking about. It's not about bringing honor to ourselves. It's about living our lives in such a way that we're giving honor to the one who calls us to let his authority show through us. Jesus is challenging. Listen to them. They're teaching. The role of teaching in the place of Moses is very important. Listen to them, but don't act like them because they're not living right. And that's true for priests and deacons and everybody. We're called to hear the word of God and let it be visible in the lives that we live. I'm reminded with this idea about one of the great liturgies in the church, the ordination liturgy for the deacons. And anybody who's a priest was ordained a deacon first, a bishop was ordained a deacon. So that ordination, we're all parts of that order of the diaconate. And part of the beauty of that ceremony comes at the time when the bishop or the archbishop hands the book of Gospels to the man being ordained. And the prayer goes something like this: receive the word of God, whose herald you are. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. And practice what you teach. And it's a reminder to us that, you know, we're not just supposed to be aware of what God is calling us to. We're supposed to let it fill us to the very core and show in the very nature of our daily living. Believe what you read. The word of God is true. It must be made manifest in the way that you teach others to believe it, to understand it, to come to know it, and the way that you witness it for them. And that's true for priests. And the readings today, this weekend, are kind of a challenge to all of us in ordination. Are we living out the life that we've been called to embrace? Are we doing it well? Do people see through us God's word made manifest? And I would encourage you, make sure you're praying for your priests, your deacons, your bishop. Pray that we take to heart this call to ministry and to worship in the name of the one, the Father, who has all authority. All authority comes from God, all legitimate authority. So, recognizing the role of the priest, that role to make that word visible. But you know something? It's not just for the priest. It's really for each and every one of us. Because there's not a single one of us that hasn't heard the word of God, hasn't, in some ways, large or small, roles of authority and leadership in the lives of those around us. You probably heard that what we hear in confession, we're not supposed to share with anybody. Do you want to know some of the things I hear? I thought you would. Well, I'm thinking about some of those because of the readings. And I'll give you an example. Father, I've missed Sunday Mass. Our family was out vacationing. We didn't know where the church was. We couldn't get to Mass. I missed Sunday Mass. Okay, you're confessing that sin. Sometimes I will engage them in a conversation. Were you alone or did you have your family with you? And, well, yeah, I have my wife and my children, or my husband and my children. Okay. What I want you to consider then, I'll say occasionally, going to them today and say, I need to say to you, I'm sorry. I went to church today. I went to confession to tell God that I was sorry that we missed Mass. I'm sorry I didn't get you to that celebration, because we all should have been there. Let them know that it was wrong and that we're called to, even when nobody's around that would know if we're there or not, we're called to come to the Lord on those occasions. It's true in so many ways, not just in the family. It's true even in the workplace or in the neighborhood. How often at work are you on a break, or you're in the break room, or you're standing, nothing going on, and you're talking with others, and you're gossiping? You're teaching those people that you're with, this is okay. And you know it's not. What lesson do they get from your presence, your involvement in what they're doing that is sinful? And maybe you say, well, I wasn't gossiping, but I was sitting there soaking it in. And I wasn't even challenging them, saying, you really shouldn't do that. Let's talk about something else. We can think of all sorts of things throughout the course of the day, through the commandments of what we are called to be and, how we're called to witness that one who does have authority in our lives. Those of you who are children, you're not off the hook. You usually are with friends, neighbors. How often are you finding yourself with somebody that, you know, they're starting to do something that, you know, oh, my folks wouldn't like this, but who's to know? And you don't challenge them and say, no, let's not do this. Well, what are you teaching them? You're teaching them by your acceptance of it that it's okay. And that's probably not leading them very close to God. So, I think our readings this weekend is a challenge to the clergy, to be sure, but for each and every one of us as a child of God. Who is the authority? There is one authority, the Father in heaven, who gives us fathers in our family, fathers in our parish. Father, he gives that authority to help us to know what we're called to. Mothers and fathers, the authority you have in your home, and you're living out your sacrament of marriage with the spouse that you have accepted as a role in bringing them the grace of God. Children, in the very daily lives that you live as a child of God, all of us are called to reflect the true authority, the true teaching of the one who calls us to fullness of life. So, let's let these readings be a reminder to us of not only what God has done, but what we are doing for the one who has given us everything. Let us perhaps remember throughout this week the power of that simple little prayer. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. May God bless you.